Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Coates. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Coates. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jimenez moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is hit by the pitch. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Essigian for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coates strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bryan reaches second base with a double. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bryan scores. Causey moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. Osborne strikes out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaburn. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Seaburn steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Essigian moves to second. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bryan is walked intentionally. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-2 in the game. Rakow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brown pinch hits for Jim Coates. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rakow. Brown moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops it up and throws to first, with Hannon covering, for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 2 in the game. Osborne hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Senators, 2. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Retzer moves to second. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Retzer moves to third. Cottier moves to second. Bill Fisher now pitching. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cimoli throws the ball into Causey, who tags Klimchok trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Retzer scores. Cottier scores. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Phillips now playing second base. Chuck Cottier now playing shortstop. Jim Bronstad now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Claude Osteen now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump bunts towards the mound. Osteen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Osteen. Charles scores. Essigian goes all the way around to score. Lump moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Senators, 4. George Alozic pinch hits for Billy Brian. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for George Alozic. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards first. Osborne scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. Del Greco moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to third. 2 outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-4 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cotier fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cotier. Del Greco scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. King strikes out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Osborne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Retzer hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cotter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.